Good morning, Terps and Caicos. Welcome to another season of Career Connection powered by Flow. I'm your host, Melanie Smith, and I'm delighted to be back for season two. Today, we'll be speaking with Ms. Michelle Sworn, and our topic is dressing for success. As we flow with Flow in the morning, grab your cup of coffee, pull up a seat, and get the 411 on how you can represent your best self in a professional space. But before we get into today's topic, let's pause to hear a word from our sponsor, Flow.
Your safety and convenience are most important to us at Flow. That's why we provide many ways for you to keep your account connected, which now includes FastPay, the new convenient payment option on our website. No registration required. Or download the MyFlow app to pay anytime from anywhere on your smartphone or tablet. If you wish to pay your bill in person, feel free to visit any of our fully sanitized branches. Flow is committed to helping you stay connected. Let's do this together.
Thanks for tuning in to Career Connection. Today we'll be speaking on the topic dressing for success with our guest, Michelle Sworn, and I'm very, very excited to have her join me today. Michelle, before we start, it's customary that we give the audience a brief bio of who we're speaking with so they can know. And shortly after that, I will have you join in, okay? Michelle is a daughter of the soil. She is well-rounded, experienced, jovial-spirited individual who enjoys putting a smile on every person's face. She has a wealth of knowledge from real estate, tourism affairs, the beauty industry, to weddings and event planning. After spending many years as a Rotarian, club secretary, and then director of community services for about 2 years, her motto is service above self. She is well known in the community and often called on to speak at engagements on personal appearance and positive growth, and today is no different. She is the proud mother of her handsome son, Justin. Now, Michelle, I know there's more to this bio that I've just shared with our audience. So in your own words, share with us, who is Michelle Sworn?
Well, I think, good morning. First, let me say good morning.
Good morning.
And also, just thank you, Melanie, for having me here today. Knowing you to me, you're an inspiration.
Thank you so much.
And I'm just proud to be here to help you and share in the journeys of people's careers and job finding paths.
So thank you.
So really about me, in simple terms, that actually sums it up. I don't think I can add much more to it than what's really there.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you. I am so happy that you took the time to join me this morning, because I know this topic means a lot to you as well, and you've done so much for so many of us that we can't forget. And I remember when I first started out, you know, in the community, business-wise and all of that, you've been a tremendous help to me. So I was excited to put your name and your photo on that flyer to have you join me today. All right. So thank you for that, Michelle. Now we're going to dive right into the topic, because the hour goes by so, so quickly on dressing for success. Firstly, Michelle, share with us, why is dressing so important for success?
Well, of course, many of us know that it is one of the major keys, key points to actually an interviewer.
Okay.
Your appearance, not only having to answer questions, but your appearance is number one.
Number one.
You actually have to sell yourself with your appearance first, and everything else flows.
Flows that. So, and so you would consider that to be personal branding as well?
You can say that, because of course you, at the very beginning, once a person sees you and your appearance make a statement,
right?
That will register in their head, and you know, and they would never forget it.
Okay.
So you actually have to be cognizant and aware of your appearance and how you dress for an interview.
For an interview.
It's very important.
Yeah.
It's the first thing or the first sight
right.
of an interviewer.
Right, perfect. And even as we're preparing for interviews and all of that, how about the importance of dressing for success in a personal setting? You've already acquired the job,
mm-hmm.
and you know it's time for you to show up for work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is important when it comes to that part of it, going in a professional space?
I always say to young women, again, appearance mm-hmm. is important, mm-hmm. and depending on your areas that you are
right.
in, because of course some areas require suits, some areas require a more,
right.
you know, professional look, but once you've gone on that interview and how you've presented yourself on that interview, always keep that going. Never, mm-hmm. ever go into an interview looking your very best
mm-hmm.
and then given the job and within a week or two, you're just throwing on anything to walk into a room or walk into your office.
Yeah,
you know, you always have to maintain a level of a professional look.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mm-hmm. people tend to think when we talk about a professional look has to always be in a corporate office
right,
or
right.
government offices. But
right.
I find that your parents should always be, the kids say, on point.
On point.
at all times,
right.
no matter where mm-hmm. you're going.
And I do have that further down in there mm-hmm. because I know that sometimes if it's out of office, the attention span to how we look is mm-hmm. totally different from the fact that we're perhaps going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll shed some light on that,
sure.
pretty
mm-hmm.
soon. And how can or how should one dress for success?
So again, it's different
mm-hmm.
levels,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
In the work field,
right.
or the work world. You have the corporate levels from entering a interview room,
right.
from a CPA mm-hmm, standpoint,
mm-hmm.
a lawyer standpoint, an attorney. You're going for an interview on all levels,
on all
from
levels.
Bellman, from mm-hmm. housekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
So there are levels. And, you know, we want to be cognizant of, like I said, of, at all times,
right.
of
right.
of what position you're applying for. And
mm-hmm.
how you should be dressed, you know.
Right.
And of course, there are levels
mm-hmm,
of
mm-hmm.
you're not going to walk into a room as a applying for a housekeeper
right,
job,
right.
and
yeah.
then you're dressed in a suit,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
there are levels of which you must
dress okay.
for those occasions.
Okay. And so a lot of persons, I realize, and the way you just broke that down, normally the attention span to the way you dress or even for the occasion,
mm-hmm.
you know, persons perhaps would be confused more so about how they should look for, a different setting that they're in, and it seems confusing to a lot of people.
Right.
But what I want to talk to you about now, right, dress for the space you're in, and,
mm-hmm.
and then you still have to be mindful of how you are projecting that brand, whether you're at work, you're going on an interview, or you're doing errands, and,
mm-hmm.
and this one here, or the supermarket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you go to the supermarket. You seem to meet everybody, and I normally say when you're popped down, or ladies now wearing bonnets on their hair to go to a grocery store, or
yeah.
bedroom slippers,
yeah.
or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
How would you speak to this?
You know? So, of course, it's a pet peeve of mine.
Yes.
Persons who like fashion
yeah.
or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
you won't be caught wearing bonnets on the head. We're young ladies, and there are places for that.
Right.
Bonnets are for the room, bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would open the front door with a bonnet
with
on
a bonnet.
My head. As a matter of fact, I don't wear them because I don't like them
right.
anyway.
Right.
So I don't even wear them in the bedroom, right? So, but of course, I'm not saying anything is wrong with
right,
wearing a bonnet
right.
because, of course, it's the protection of your hair.
Mm-hmm.
I've owned a salon and
right,
had,
right.
you know,
mm-hmm.
a cosmetologist, and so I know there is that bonnet is a protection for the hair.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
but it's left right there.
Yes,
having to carry that into the supermarkets and stuff like that. It's right. a no-no for me.
Right.
And I would say a no-no for everyone.
Right.
Because but of course, some people find it very comfortable to just jump out of bed or jump into their cars and get to the grocery store quickly to purchase an item. It's okay. But no.
Yeah, I remember years ago you mentioned how when you're heading out to the grocery store, you know, if you didn't have on any makeup, the mascara would be would definitely be mm-hmm. there, you know. But mm-hmm. it seems as if it is now a part of at least the millennials' mm-hmm. attire, where the bonnet, you know, is a part
and
of
those fluffy bedroom slippers and all that stuff.
And all of that
has become a trend.
It is a trend,
and,
you know.
I don't particularly it, and I don't encourage anyone to come out of their home like that.
Looking like that.
Not
at all. Because you're not sure mm-hmm. of, you know, who you're going to meet,
yes,
you know.
Exactly.
It could be your next client or your next employer, you know.
Exactly.
And so,
they, you know, to a lot of people, well, after I get off the job, a lot of the people tend to say that, and ladies more so, after I get off the job, who cares, you know. They have no control of what I wear or what I do. But we have to be careful of those sort of things.
Right.
We have to always, and appearance speaks volumes, mm-hmm. and we have to always be mindful of that.
Of that.
People do.
Yes.
Some interviewers know you from a distance before they interview
you. It's true. It's true.
They would see you a few days before the interview and say, oh my God, does she look like that? I just hope she doesn't come to an interview like that. And people get their minds set.
Yes.
That's set in their minds.
Yes.
And we have to be careful about things like that.
Yeah, because
we truly do.
Even if you haven't even arrived at that interview yet, you're being profiled.
Exactly.
You know, and person doesn't realize that.
And it registers.
It does.
It registers.
You know, and even over the years, you know, I used to practice mm-hmm. having a cardigan mm-hmm. in my car all the time or a wrap, you know, and I changed that. I no longer do that because mm-hmm. I used to do that because I wanted to, at least if I came out of the car, you know, not prepared.
Right.
But I no longer do that. I leave home prepared. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, not to have to lean on the cardigan or the wrap that I would have had in the car.
Right, right. And there's nothing wrong. See, we don't want to get people to thinking that you must look your best or dress your best and going into a grocery store.
Right.
Because, of course, that's not what we're saying here today.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Bonnets and bedroom slippers and things, I do find that's a little overboard, mm-hmm. and we should be very careful
of that. Thank you for that. I really like that tip. Mm-hmm. All right. We often hear that first impressions counts, mm-hmm. and you know, the way you represent yourself mm-hmm. is the brand you are projecting,
mm-hmm.
whereby it would mean that you are being profiled, how you dress, how you look, or how you present yourself. And I know you and I have touched on what I'm going to mention right now, where you have the haves and the haves not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want to be very honest here. Most individuals are overlooked for an opportunity because it's not clothed and overalls, you know, and appears to look like work, where when I say work, it means like, oh, you know, I have to do a lot of training to them, you know. I have to put in a lot of work to turn this person around just because of the way they look, right? And so, this happens a lot
mm-hmm.
because they don't look, they don't smell, or they don't sound like a million bucks,
mm-hmm.
right? But people with great potential are passed over for opportunities. And people don't want to see a work in progress. They want to see results that have already been achieved. Touch on this for us.
Clearly, like you said,
mm-hmm.
When you are representing a brand,
right?
Again, a brand means a lot to an owner,
right.
a developer,
right.
to any of us. And when we go out in public and see our staff inappropriately dressed,
right.
I'm almost certain sometimes you have owners calling you in or your human resource manager calling you in and saying, look, we've noticed that outside of these doors you don't carry yourself very well. I mean, you know, that's not what we want our brand to reflect. So it means a lot. A brand means a lot to persons who you've built this, and you want the very appearance of an individual who works for you or part of your brand to appear as the brand.
As the brand,
you know. And so it carries a lot of weight. A lot of times we do believe that we can walk out of those doors. At 5 o'clock or whatever time you leave from work and just throw off
everything
and think like, oh, now I can be myself. Yes, in your home, but actually going out into the public,
doing it.
We still have to simply be careful. And when I say that, I do want to remind people it's on all levels. We often think it's, oh, that's the corporate world or, you know, and government. But I always say, no matter where you work, whichever department you're working for, your appearance,
it's important. So it's not just corporate Turks and Caicos.
It's not just corporate Turks and Caicos. You know, I find that housekeepers, you have to look your best. Not because you're a housekeeper, you think, I'm just cleaning rooms. No.
No.
You're still meeting
people. Well, I know some people here who dress up to get to work, you know, and when they arrive, then they would put on their housekeeping outfit, you know. I don't know if it's where they don't want persons to see them in it or anything like that, but they would come to work dressed a different way and change after arriving to work, you know. But Michelle, what about persons who don't have the attire? You know, you and I talked about that, where when people are preparing for interviews, sometimes they just don't have it, you know?
So I often says an interview is important to an interviewer is not going to want to hear you don't have
you
it.
You don't have it, yeah.
And so if you have to go to a neighbor, a friend, or someone to borrow, you have to. You have to do it. You have to come prepared. And your appearance, again, we can't stress it enough. That you cannot come disheveled in your hair and, you know, I just didn't have the money to go to the hair salon. No, but we're not asking you to go to hair salons. What we're asking you is to come looking with a healthy, clean hair and nails and stuff. We're not asking you to go to the hair salon and spend money on getting nails done. You can do that at home with a little file and a little clear polish on the nails. But we cannot have excuses and say to an interviewer, oh, I'm looking like this because I didn't have the money or I didn't have that. We have to sometimes chalk up our pride and ask a friend to, can I borrow a dress, can I borrow a pants or a skirt, because I'm going to interview and I have to look my
best. And I actually saw that on a commercial before
where
this gentleman didn't have the clothes to wear, and he met someone walking on the side of the street, and he gave him his clothes to put on to go to that interview, and he was successful with the job.
Because you can't tell an interviewer that I didn't have it.
Yeah, but we have so much pride here. We're not going
to
do that.
We have to. You know, you can't go on an interview with and carry that pride with you.
Carry that pride with you.
Yeah, I agree. It's a no-no. An interviewer would look at you and says, well, is that the attitude you're having? And come into this, you know, that means what sort of attitude would you have on the job?
You didn't
think the interview was important enough to look a certain way.
To look your best.
And do what you had to do to get here and look your best. Then what am I going to expect on the job
from you?
So that's a no-no for an interviewer.
Perfect. You are listening to Career Connection, powered by Flow with Melanie Smith and my guest, Michelle Swan. We'll be right back after a break and a word from our sponsor.
How to double the internet speed for free sound.
Bring it on!
That's what every Flow Home internet customer can celebrate. Enjoy double the speeds at no additional cost. It's another way we're showing our appreciation of you as we keep you connected with more value. Enjoy your free 2x the internet speed boost, delivering the best home internet experience for all your work, study, and entertainment needs. Join Flow and elevate to the best internet experience. Visit a Flow store or discoverflow.co for more details.
Welcome back to Career Connection. If you're just joining us, we're talking about dressing for success. The idea of dressing for success. Michelle, what are some tips that you can share with our viewers on ensuring that they are dressed to represent themselves?
So, of course, the tips would be the importance of your attire, of mm-hmm. course, mm-hmm. right? So, most of us think that we should appear in suits and,
right,
you know,
right.
It again, it depends on the level of position you are going in for.
Mm-hmm.
So while the corporate area is going to wear suit, men with ties,
mm-hmm.
and ladies, of course, with the jacket suit and everything else, you'd find the mid-management and low-end staff,
or right, right.
Mm-hmm. they would simply need, and to keep it simple,
right.
Black slacks or black skirt, white tops, or anything that's a gray top or blue top, mm-hmm. anything that's buttoned down with a nice sleeve and long sleeve.
Long sleeve.
It's
mm-hmm.
it's very simple, and you can get away with that
with
almost
it.
Every time.
Okay.
Of course, we don't want to walk into a room with a number of things in terms of having clothes that are not ironed.
Yes, yes.
Shirts,
yeah,
that,
that's very,
oh, I didn't have,
you know,
time,
oh,
to
goodness.
Iron, so I'm sorry. Your wrinkle.
I hate,
no,
to see it.
I,
yes,
hate to see it. I just want to, mm-hmm. I'm almost certain some people would just shake their heads and say, I can't look at this,
yeah,
person.
Yeah.
So these are things that, and we'll talk, I'm sure, further,
right,
along
on that,
about
that,
no-nos,
most definitely,
what is definitely,
right,
not, you know. But so to keep it simple,
mm-hmm.
and for persons who might not be able to find suits or anything like that, it's okay to wear slacks. It's okay to wear, like I said, a button-down shirt or a blouse,
mm-hmm,
with a
mm-hmm.
round neck and long sleeves.
Right.
And of course, pearls never fail.
Never fail.
Right?
Yes.
No matter what it is, a simple set mm-hmm. of pearls is key to actually help finish the look.
The look.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
And does the choice of color matter? And when I thought about this, especially for women, you know, the shape of their bodies, you know, and we live in the Caribbean, so I know we love colors, we love prints, and, you know, we like to show our personality more, mm-hmm. so in the way that we dress. And so does color matter?
So back in the day, mm-hmm. and I actually had a tip on that.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, of course, most times people look forward to you walking in an interview room with black, grays, and navy.
Right, right.
Today, no.
Okay.
Today, no.
Okay.
Particularly Caribbean islands. I'm not saying to show up in a loud orange suit,
right,
or anything,
right,
like that. But something nice in the pinks and maybe the soft blues. It's nothing wrong with color today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think it's easier on the eyes. It's easier on the mind. It's more soothing,
right,
more relaxing,
right,
for an interviewer,
right,
to see you coming in there. And it actually, colors actually brings,
mm-hmm.
it draws,
I feel,
attention.
So. It plays a mood on
it
you as well.
It plays
a
mood,
yeah,
on you with the
mm-hmm.
mindsets of yourself,
right,
along with the interviewers. Like I said, it's an ease on the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ease on the mind. I can interview. I'm seeing a beautiful soft color sitting in the front
mm-hmm.
of me, and not just this dark black and white or navy that sometimes just kind of, you're just there.
Right. I even thought about my glasses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're, even if in your dark color, you can have a pop of color.
Oh my God,
you know,
yeah.
That can,
so glasses,
probably, yeah.
You can actually wear,
you
any
know,
color.
Add into,
you
your personality,
yeah, add it
more
to your,
so,
personality.
Yeah.
It's really more about your personality.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that, okay, that's also a good point bringing up.
Okay.
You don't have to be afraid of wearing any pop of color in an eyewear,
okay,
at all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then even for ladies, you know, we have these different shapes, oval and
uh-huh,
all that pear-shaped,
gosh,
stuff,
yeah,
you know. And sometimes, you know, we just choose the wrong thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
or even like, you know, it didn't happen to me this
mm-hmm.
morning, but more so when we're coming out,
mm-hmm.
you know, our closet end up being messed up because it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 outfits that you're picking out to,
yeah,
to decide which one I'm going to wear,
mm-hmm.
and that would have already meant that, You know, if you put it on and it looked a particular way and you decide that, no, this is not the one, mm-hmm. you know, how should one focus on certain clothing that will enhance their shape?
Well, first of all, I've always said, once you've gotten that call from an interview or from a job and they've given you a date, mm-hmm. the first thing you should start to look at is your clothing.
Right.
Your wardrobe, your attire that you're going to be doing. And I'm going to tell you, it's best to start trying on stuff. It's best to look yourself in the mirror and what have you. Now, shapes are important. So people who are shaped have these various shapes and want to hide different things. Of course, their clothing, their colors, to hide different things. And one being a jacket, mm-hmm. throwing it over the lower part of the bodies, mm-hmm. one being a top that comes over to, you know, to kind of disguise a little bit of our shapes.
Of our shape, yeah.
You know. So there, of course, but I always said you must prepare.
Yes, sure.
And try on 2-3 days in advance. Mm-hmm. Don't beat yourself up the last moment saying, I'm going to. And some people we find, okay, the night before, okay, I'm going to put that on.
Right.
And what
do
you do? The next morning you get up and you put it on, you look yourself and go, oh my God, this is not what I want to wear. And so we have to be careful of that. So I always say, the minute you've gotten that call and says your job interview is going to be 2-3 days, you immediately go out and start to find this call and try them on. Try them on from the shoe, the jewelry, everything you must, the purse, because of course, you know.
Yes.
So everything, and once you've done that, the next day, that is the first ease. It eases the mind.
It sure does.
It sure does. The minute you put that outfit on of your last minute, you've gone, you're running around, and last minute saying, oh my God, I'm so worn out. I don't know if this way. I don't know if this is right. We find that. And so you go into the interview with a mind that's .com and not really ready.
And as I mentioned, especially if you didn't prepare, and you know, by the time you get back home, you're looking to see, did I make all this mess before I left?
Exactly.
Because you know, you were undecided on what you were going to wear.
That's why I said you must prepare days in advance, and don't let anybody say, why are you getting so I have to look my best.
I have to look your best.
Because I'm telling you, an interviewer is very, very turned off.
And I like that you said that, because a lot of persons sometimes wonder, why are the, you know, HR professionals or interviewer grade me so hard, you know? And sometimes the interviewer do not go through the process of interviewing the prospect based on how they look,
exactly.
Right? And, you know, we started to become so complacent in these new styles that they are, I mean, you know, persons are expecting everyone to agree with what they're wearing.
That.
Yeah,
no.
You know, and so.
No, that's a no-no. We have to stick to interviewing protocols per se. They're in place and very few. I mean, of course, it's broadened here a little bit. Mm-hmm, the color being added.
Right.
But it's not. It's a fickle area, and so we don't want to tamper with it too much.
Too much.
Because what's out there and what's fads.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily fit into our world.
To our world, and I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very important. If we turn a blind eye to all of the styles that are coming out right now, it would take away so much from that professional space.
Yes.
All right. I know we are referencing on, you know, female more than men, but what about the male? I know you've kind of, you know, tapped into some of it for a little bit, but what about male for a professional space? And keeping with the new look of these tight-fitting pants and all of that, what would you recommend?
So, of course, no tight-fitting pants.
Yes.
It's going to be entering. It's just a no-no,
right?
So, we, of course, expect a male to walk in a room with no jeans, of course. We tend to think that, oh, come in for an interview, and they feel like, oh, but this is just my style. Men to think, oh, this is just me. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to go in and just be me. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't work like that.
Right.
You two have to be just as have that appearance
as
a lady.
Right.
You have to pay attention and put some effort into it.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, no tight pants and tight leg pants.
Right.
You want to wear some really nice slacks
that is
pulled up well above your waist with a belt and your shirt
and
your pants nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what is expected on all levels.
I don't care what job you're being interviewed for.
Some might say, oh, because I'm a bellman, what the heck? I'm not, no.
Mm-hmm.
You still want to impress with your appearance.
And so I know you've mentioned that, but what does well-groomed, right? Including everything, what does that mean for men exactly?
Well, believe it or not, even nails,
mm-hmm.
nails, your hair mm-hmm. has to be cut. Some of us, of course, sometimes men might not be able to get into a barber shop so quickly. But of course, if it's brushed and probably some oils and it has a look that it's been properly groomed in some way. Nails as well, like I mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
should also have your nails, your shoes should have be really nicely cleaned, and little scarf or anything like that on it. So no jewelry, no very those big finger rings
yeah.
and all
what
that
about,
stuff.
What about the earrings in the ear?
It's nothing wrong with having a knob for men,
mm-hmm.
and some of them tend to have two.
Right.
But if you have one, it shouldn't be this very big bling earring.
Mm-hmm.
So one little earring, tiny little earring, it won't affect in any way an interviewer's mind. So.
Okay.
That I think is fine, but not piercing in the lips and the nose and all that stuff. We have to be careful with those things.
Yes, people do show up with the earring in the nose,
and
so they should have perfectly ironed.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
you must have ironed shirts, perfectly pressed shirts, and
Okay.
And you want to. I'm not saying short sleeve is something that you should not wear, because of course you can. Again, depending on the level of the job.
Of the job
you're being interviewed for.
Okay.
So
perfect.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are taking notes today. All right, Michelle. A number of offices practice dressed on Fridays, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a personal style, but mm-hmm. is it appropriate to wear cut up jeans for this space?
So, depending on a dress down and what's happening for the day.
Right.
Of course, we don't want to see cut-up jeans
mm-hmm.
with huge, you have some cut-up jeans that's almost from the knee up to the thigh, high up to the thigh area. So we don't want to find that being worn. You have the cut-up jeans that are... You
really?
Can also see
they're ripped.
So we have to be careful with that. No, I won't suggest you wear those two sort of jeans. But a slightly cut up jeans that's not showing so much of the skin, that is fine. And depending on if it's something on the outside and it's a fun day that it's all about the being on the outside, outdoors activities, then that's fine. But again, we don't want to see professionals in cut-up jeans, like large cut-up jeans, showing a lot of skin. That's not right.
That's not right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for that. I really wanted to plug that one in there because, I'm seeing a lot.
Yeah, you will see a lot.
I want to talk now about, would dressing for success apply to makeup and the colors that you wear in the office setting?
So yes,
mm-hmm.
in an office setting, mm-hmm. we always should remember that makeup should be worn if you are a makeup person, and that is, but we have to be careful of mixing the makeup for an evening. There are also levels for makeup, so there are makeup for soft makeup for the office, and so colors loud colors is not appropriate for offices at all.
Right.
Some of us tend to think, that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we should tune that down.
Tune that down.
And leave all the bright colors and everything else for the evening parties.
Right. And I like that you said that, because even in the hotel industry, mm-hmm. you're not allowed to wear colored hair or bright nail polish and all that. Mm-hmm. And I want to point out that we are referencing professional space, because we don't want to, like you mentioned earlier, take away personal, their social space. Mm-hmm. So this is referring to, more so professional, because if you're in a creative space, we mm-hmm. know that will be different. You can go all out if you're working in a beauty salon or, a retail shop or mm-hmm. something like that. You can do so, right? But we are speaking about professional space and not your social space,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the look is not just for clothing.
In terms of
dressing for success, it's jewelry everything that it comes with, right? And the image that you're looking to project.
The image that you're looking to protect.
You know. And I normally say, if you're not sure about something, that means it's too much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Or
like a bold lip or, all of that, So that's very important.
You also have to be very careful with bold lipsticks and everything else. Not
because,
again, it matches your skin tone and, it's my favorite lipstick.
Right.
When you're in an office setting, you want to tune it down at all times
mm-hmm.
and, add it somewhere else in terms of maybe I want a little bit more. I want to dress a little bit more with suits and jackets and add a little bit more, But we want to stay away from bold colors.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you're just joining us, you have missed half of today's program, Career Connection, powered by Flow, with your host Melanie Smith and my guest Michelle Swan. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will hear from our guests once again.
When your dog rolls over, does it give you double data? Nope. But Flow prepaid mobile plans do. Simply stay topped up, and your 7-day or 30-day plan will renew with twice the data. That's 6 gigs in your 7-day plan and 20 gigs in your 30-day plan. Plus, rollover lets you keep your unused data. Now that's a good plan. Dial *129 number sign to activate and stay topped up. Conditions apply.
Welcome back to Career Connection. I'm your host, Melanie Smith, with my guest, Michelle Swan, and we're speaking on dressing for success. Michelle, right now I want to touch on the fact that we've recently shifted to online to reach more people,
mm-hmm.
With interviews or meetings or, anything of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
How can professionals best represent themselves, right? I notice now, with me doing it so much, a lot of persons are perhaps under the perception that they're not seeing me, so I can get a little more relaxed,
mm-hmm.
And not look the part for an interview. Speak to that for us.
So no, you will not be getting a little relaxed. That interview will definitely, that interviewer
mm-hmm.
will definitely want to see your face.
Right.
He is going to definitely be zooming mm-hmm. in on the Zoom call with you.
Right.
And I don't care what's below, from a waist
up. Yes.
I don't care what's below that.
Yes.
But from a waist, from your head down
mm-hmm.
to the waist,
mm-hmm.
you have to look like you've entered a room.
Right. Dressed as if you're coming to that physical space.
Exactly. So they have to know that you've come to the table looking the part.
Perfect.
And so you can't relax because I'm behind a screen.
Right.
And I'm in my own space.
I noticed that is becoming a norm now for persons,
It truly is, mm-hmm. but we can't get relaxed. We have to put on the makeup, get our hair done, and wear just what we think we were to wear.
Right.
In a normal setting.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And is there such a thing as too much accessories?
Oh, definitely. So definitely, like I said to you, a set of pearls, or a little goal set, simple goal set, mm-hmm. is perfect and ideal for, so having cocktail rings and bangles and things of that sort, it's just not what you would come into an interview with.
Okay.
Because of course bangles are very distracting, mm-hmm. and so you just want something very simple, and leave the cocktail rings for where it's at for cocktail
for
evenings.
Cocktail.
And okay. So again, if you're not, you don't need much
okay.
for, but accessories are of course warranted, and it wants it actually completes the look, so
the look.
You definitely mm-hmm. want to put something on. A simple chain around the neck is also a great thing to have around, so it's not necessarily a pearls
right
but something nice and subtle and simple,
and subtle.
Is just
okay
key to that finished look.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what is your take on open toe shoes, you know, or mm-hmm. peep toe?
Well, peep toes are fine,
mm-hmm.
because of course, you know, but if you're going to go into an interview with an open toe, and where you're wearing a very nice suit and you have a little open toe, make sure your toenails are very groomed and look mm-hmm. very nice and mm-hmm. polished well. There's nothing wrong with it at all.
Right.
There's
okay.
nothing wrong with
right.
it. Of course, you don't wait walking into a room with those highs. Very
yeah,
high stilettos.
Actually
that
was
is
my
very
next
uncomfortable
question.
For you walking into a room. Once the
right,
the shoe
reveals.
Is a nice mm. nice height.
And what and is the height? What is the perfect height for?
I would say a 4 inch is the highest
okay.
you should aim mm-hmm. for, because it gives you that comfort and you're not stumbling.
Right.
And so it gives you a better
right.
comfort to walk into a room with your head held high. And,
yeah.
and once you have anything in a 5. And it's not necessary. So once you have
mm-hmm,
anything
mm-hmm.
over a 4 inch, you find yourself very much, no matter how much you have walked in. I walk in 5 heels for years.
Right.
So after I had my
right.
fall, it was just, I still haven't gotten over the fact that I can't wear heels.
You can't wear heels, right.
But the fact that it's 5 inch heels, it's not always the most comfortable.
Mm.
Walking into it.
And
be very careful with
and I
that.
Like that you said that too, because mm-hmm. when it's not comfortable, mm-hmm. you know, we would see a lot of women with this extra slippers or extra shoe in their hand, or
exactly.
if you know if you get all the pain
right.
and so you know you're
mm-hmm.
you're dressed up with two shoes literally
right.
walking
so
around
walking in with one and then you slip the other ones on just
right.
to walk into the room. Not necessarily come with your 4 inch heels and or your 3 inch heels,
mm-hmm.
whatever is comfortable enough, and
mm-hmm.
so you're not back and forth with the change.
Right.
You walk. Those little things are very distracting,
mm-hmm.
and so you want to go there fully dressed
right.
and not have to worry about having to wear a shoe, not to wear a shoe. Those things are very distracting and sets the tone for taking you down
another path.
You can walk into a room. Focus enough on the questions.
Mm-hmm.
My appearance
mm-hmm.
is fine, and now the questions.
Right. Perfect. We're going to take our final break, and when we come back with our guests, we will share a final words for our listeners.
Flow helps you stay connected to what matters. Simple plans and a better network mean that you can enjoy 30 days of unlimited social messaging, 10 gigabytes of reliable data to use as you like, and 1,000 local anywhere calls and texts. With the always-on prepaid plan, all for $80, with Turks and Caicos' most reliable LTE network. With Flow, it only gets better.
Welcome back to Career Connection. As we prepare to wrap up, here is our final question to our guests. Now, Michelle, as we prepare to close out, right, are there any clear do's and don'ts that we should keep in mind when dressing for success?
It's So yes, of course, there are quite a number of them. But one of the things, I'm not going to go into all of them, because we have time constraints here, but one of the things that it's very important to know, we find a lot of us wearing tight-fitting clothes feel that could impress the interviewer. The shorter the skirt is, I would land this job because, you know. So those things we have to be careful with.
Right.
You know, we have to know that our skirt's length should be at a certain level, because even there are some cases, women can vouch for the fact that if a skirt is very short, once we sit down, no matter how tightly we close, have our legs together, there is still some, you know, you can see something through that. Yeah. And it's a distraction for an interviewer.
Because that's so true. And persons, normally you would get dressed that way and you're pulling for nothing.
And you're even sitting, there's no length. You find yourself sitting in an interview, twisting and pulling down. And again, it's a distraction for yourself. You can't concentrate. And of course, the interview. So that's one of the main things. Make sure your clothing, they're very comfortable. Mm-hmm. You've chosen clothing that are very comfortable fit.
The other
thing that is very common I've noticed around is women wearing fitted clothing with fitted underwear. And that gives you this terrible line in the particularly, of course, in the back of your clothing.
Shows everything.
It shows everything. And I think we have to get out of that habit of wearing that, and when, particularly on interviews, when you get up to walk away, this very prominent panty line is staring right at you, when in fact you can actually wear tights or wear a panty girdle style. So those are some of the things we must bear in mind, because those panty lines are very, very and I don't want to use the word. It's an eyesore. It's
it
ugly,
is.
Really.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful about that.
I like that you mention it, because what that says to us is that we're not taking the time. You know, we're not preparing, and so, you know, I know I have this gig tomorrow, and I will deal with it tomorrow.
Right.
So
that's what we tend to do often.
Mm.
We tend to wait for the last minute, and I can't stress enough, in an interview, and you're sitting in front of them, they don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
They want to see you put some effort.
Right.
And when you walk into the room, they would immediately know, well, they took the time
they
out.
They took the time.
And so if they took the time out to come in looking like this, they're going to take the time out on this job
that
I'm offering
that
them.
Right.
And it's important. It's very important. I can't stress that enough.
I like the tips that you gave. It should be helpful, because you're not saying that you can't look the part that you're trying to portray, but be modest, you know, when you're dressing, but be comfortable,
comfortable is key.
Yes.
And then that's why we try to stay away from 5-inch heels to make you feel,
you know,
we want to be comfortable with those in every area.
Yeah. And you're so right, because when some people leave home, Michelle, they know that that's not the right outfit.
Some of them do.
But they keep it going
anyway.
No, you did
not prepare them.
Yeah.
If you put on a skirt that's not too tight, you know, you didn't prepare.
Right.
In my mind, you didn't prepare. I don't think an interviewer don't look at those things. They really,
and they do.
Really,
you know,
they
do. I think
they look from the hat at your belt. I can get away with this.
I drive my daughter crazy. Because I'm like, what do you think about this? And mommy, relax, you know, that's fine. If I say it's okay, it's okay.
That means you're taking the time
to
make sure your appearance, you're going to in public,
you know?
And it's that kind of effort that interviewers want to see.
Yes.
Yes, and it's so important. They register that, and that's why sometimes you miss having the job, and you say, but I nailed all the questions. I answered all the questions well.
No, and they're wondering why it's a bigger picture than that. And it's more than
picture.
Just, you know, and I like that because, you know, a lot of people talk about the fact that we hire resume, but no.
We don't.
You know.
We don't.
No, that's...
Your resume might look very well, and yes.
Yeah.
You but know, do you fit very well?
It helps you to get in the door, per se, to meet the persons behind the company, but it doesn't, per se, get you the job. There's so many things that comes with that.
It's a broad picture, and we have to be mindful. If you Google anything, one of the first things, appearance will be there for an interview.
Right.
Appearance is key. It's number one. That's half the job, actually.
It's half of the job because I offer a training program that's called Actions, Appearance, and Attitude. You know, and so without that, you know, we can train you, but that's personality at the end of the day.
We can train you, and you're training them, but you have to bring others with other things with this training.
Right.
You know, your appearance, your attitude, that makes the whole package.
Yeah, so important. Right. Well, we are running out of time today. It goes by so quickly. Thank you so very much. This was such a great session. I trust that you enjoyed it as much as I did. It was a pleasure having you, Michelle. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. Yes, and thank you all for tuning in. Join us again next Thursday as we chat on Career Connection powered by Flow with your host, Melanie Smith. If you would like to learn more about Career Connection, or if you have a story that you would like to share on your career journey, we would love to interview you. Feel free to contact me at careerconnection.tc@gmail.com. That's careerconnection.tc@gmail.com. Special thanks to RTC and Grand Turk and Provo, Flo Turks and Caicos, to my esteemed guest, Michelle Swan.
Thank you
so very much. Make it a great day.
Thank you.